The emergence of black political and institutional leaders in America presages a crisis of confidence. Black mayors, black city executives, black legislators, and black police officials are more numerous now than at any time since the Reconstruction era. This should be an African-American renaissance. Why then is African-American community life at such a low ebb? Why are black U.S. communities gripped in such obvious decline? Why are our people sinking in whirlpools of utter despair? There are many reasons why the world's wealthiest African people, U.S.-born blacks, are in such a vile condition. For reasons of length, only one will be here addressed: the critical crisis of confidence in black leadership. Initially, it must be recognized that far too many of today's black leaders are but carbon copies of the greater American political structure, in essence, politicians in blackface. They're trained by white peers to master the art of politics. Black polls all too often mimic their trainers rather than creatively acting to address the actual issues facing their black constituency. In short, they do not dare do what the times demand. They do not lead. Something is critically, violently wrong. What is wrong is that blacks have fallen victim to the shell game of color, the three-card monte of complexion. We must examine the actions of black leaders to determine whose interests do they serve. When a black poll sits in silence while repressive legislation is being enacted, whose interests does he serve? When a black police official allows racist death squads to eliminate black life with impunity, whose interests does he serve? When a black mayor wins office on black votes and then ignores their economic and social needs while fawning over big business needs, whose interests does he serve? All of today's black leaders owe their positions to the expressions of black discontent, rage, riot, and rebellion made by the nameless black many who took to the streets in the 60s. There would not be black mayors, black police chiefs, black Solons, black journalists, unless the black angry masses did not pound on the closed shuttered door of opportunity. They cracked them, only so slightly, to appease the angry black throng and quiet the ripples of discontent. Today, those who benefited from this age of rage have turned their backs on those who made it possible and embraced the class interests of their oppressors. It's past time for blacks to expose and work to remove these traitors in blackface. It's time for this modern-day minstrel's dance to end and for the people to decide their true leadership. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.